Over recent years, more and more people have become fascinated by once ordinary rubbish transformed by decades or centuries of wear and weathering in the ocean into tiny treasures found along coastlines such as those along the Bay of Fundy. As a result, the St. John's Seaglass Festival, now in its fifth year, taking place on August 28th and 29th at Uptown's Market Square, has grown significantly. The festival is set to feature not only numerous vendors selling various creations fashioned from sea glass and other reclaimed items, but also workshops, live music, and activities for children. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Alicia Wollaston, one of the organisers of the festival, about what visitors can expect, as well as the joys of beachcombing and finding hidden treasures, while also helping to maintain unspoiled coastlines.
This is our fifth annual festival, and it's always been at the main level of Market Square. So for the 2 days, we have lots of activities planned. So each day you will find at least 50 different vendors from across the Maritimes, Ontario, Quebec, who are there to sell and display their beautiful pieces of artwork that are inspired by sea glass, but also the different things that you may find beachcombing along the Bay of Fundy. So all kinds of treasures. We have not two, but three guest speakers this year. One on Friday, two on Saturday. And we have activities planned for kids. So this is a free event. It doesn't cost anything to come in and visit us. It's family friendly. So we've got free face painting for the kids. On Saturday, we've got free arts and crafts activities for the kids at the public library. There's some cotton candy vendors. We have live music. And we always have different raffle draws. We have a sea glass contest, and we have prizes for our winners. This year, we have a new exhibit, which will feature things that you will find on the shores of the Bay of Fundy. So a little bit of a history there, too. We also focus on environmental education when it comes to being a good beachcomber. So when we go beachcombing for fun and look for sea glass, we not only have a reusable bag to pick up those pieces of sea glass, but we also bring bags to pick up trash because, unfortunately, we often find plastic and old rope and all kinds of things. So we have speakers and activities that are also geared towards being, you know, good stewards of our shorelines, of our oceans. Not only do we want to enjoy them, but we want the future generations to be able to enjoy them as well.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about what sea glass is?
It is basically glass that has at some point in time ended up in the ocean and has been rolling around over maybe hundreds and thousands of years and eventually will roll up on the beaches as a nice, soft, frosty piece of glass. Sometimes you're lucky and you will see some writing on it or some designs. We also find nice, beautiful pieces of pottery. Where does it come from? You don't know. That's part of the mystery when you find something. Because I have found pieces of glass that date back to the 1800s and that are from like Belfast. And I'm on the beaches in New Brunswick going, how did this piece get here? So that's a bit of the mystery and the charm of it, I think, as a beachcomber. A little bit of mystery.
Excellent. And can I ask you how you got into beachcombing and the sea glass itself? How did it start for you?
I grew up along the coast here in New Brunswick, kind of born and raised. So sea glass has always been something that I've seen on the beaches. We were younger. We would pick it up and play with it. I would say probably about three and a half years ago, I kind of got more into collecting it. It first started off with just me enjoying a nice walk on the beach. Then I started discovering groups online that were dedicated to sea glass. It was fans like myself, people who are like sharing information about sea glass, sharing what they find. And last year, I just happened to be kind of aimlessly scrolling through Facebook and I see this post for a sea glass festival in St. John. And I did a double take because I'm like, well, one, I didn't know there was sea glass festivals. And two, I didn't know there was one in St. John. So I was like, I'm definitely going. So I went last year. I signed up for everything. So like I took all the classes. I'm wearing actually my pendant that I made last year when I was there. Lo and behold, a few months later, I'm on the board of directors and I'm one of the team members and have been planning this event with Carla Rodriguez Moran, who is the brain behind this and the original founder who started this in 2022 when it was a 1 day event. And so it has just grown from there.
I don't want to necessarily for you to give away your secrets about where you find the best bits of sea glass, but kind of like in general, where can people find sea glass in this part of the world? I mean, is anywhere along the coast are there better places to find it?
I'm from a bit more up north of the province, and the beaches around the Bay of Fundy and more south of the province, I find the further down you go, the nicer the sea glass, different colors. And that's because the Bay of Fundy tides are so strong. We have such high tides that there's so much turn. So there's tons of them. You can go to just about any beach and find a piece of sea glass. Sometimes you go and you find a lot of things, or sometimes you just find one special treasure. And sometimes you go and you just pick up a few pieces of trash and have a good time at the beach.
What does make a good piece of sea glass? I mean, is this quite a subjective thing? It's what you find as beautiful? I mean, is there something specific that you think makes a good piece of sea glass?
I'll say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but some of the top items that are hard to find are like marbles, for example. Bottle toppers, which are very old, made of glass. Also rare colors. So for around here, it's not very often you're going to find a red or dark purple or these aquamarine colors that you may find more in the Caribbean. So it's usually depending on trying to find that unique piece of color that you don't see very often, because here your common colors are your whites or your clears, your browns and your greens. And so if you find anything outside of that, an orange, a yellow, a red, a blue, you're doing a little happy dance because it's something very unique. I like to find things that have like patterns on them or writing or letters or numbers. If you want to see kind of exactly what's happening, you can go to our website. So sjseaglassfest.ca or our Facebook group, which is St. John's Sea Glass Festival. So it's fun for the whole family. It's free to get in. A lot of things for the kids are free. You do have to register for the classes because there's only so many spots available. And you can do that on our website or through our Facebook group. We've got some live music, great vendors, great artisans. Friday and Saturdays, we have different vendors. So some vendors are only there for one day on Friday, and then the table turns over on Saturday. We've got some great speakers this year, some great classes. We have mosaic art classes, jewelry making, and a big shout out to Envision St. John. They're our major sponsor this year. We're a nonprofit organization, so we rely solely on donations from community partners and time from our volunteers and people that even donate sea glass for the kids' arts and crafts activities. So I have to say a big shout out to them, because without them and our vendors, it wouldn't be possible.
If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.